Vayter in Shas. We're in Sanhedrin of Kuf Beis. Picking up on Kuf Beis, 11 lines down. Last word on the line, Dechsev. We're in the middle of a discussion about Yeravam. And we say Yeravam, not only did he make them do a Vodazar, right? But he also, he said they would be killed if they would do Shalosh Regalim, they'd be Olal Regal. He used to put guards on the way to make sure that if they did that, they'd be caught and they'd be killed. People after Yeravam, they continue this. And now the pasuk in Hosea, the chsiv, v'shachdo seitim ha'amiku v'ani motzel l'kulam. In the matter of shechting, the strayers went deeper. I will bring mussar to them all. Amar Yochanan, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, heim ha'amiku mishali. They were even more machmir than I was. Rashi's v'chmiru sh'armu sh'kol mish'olah l'regel yitkar b'cherev and be stabbed by the sword. K'dei sh'yelchu v'yichshu l'fnei agam, since you go do avodah zarah. And he might call Shane all the regular over say, and when it doesn't do all the regulars over the Mivatal and say, but you don't get killed for such a thing. Not like that, you don't even get Malchus for doing such a thing. But they went even deeper. The hey mom who call all the regular come back everyone goes in the stab by the sword. Now we go into the discussion of Achia, a Shiloni, told Yeravam that he's going to be the king. Vahibe Isahi, Yeravam Yotzim Yushalayim, Vyimso, so Achia, Shiloni, Anavi Baderech, Vahu Miskase, Besalma Chadasha. And he was wearing this new robe when he came and he met him. Tanamishim, Rabbi Yossi, taught in this, Ace, he Muzumenis Leperonis. This is a time that was set up for Peronis, or bad things. Says Rashi, Shisham Nechlu Malchus Yisrael, the Samach Leviika Chesasilna. Salma, this robe he's wearing, Vayikru L'shnei Basar Karim, he tore it into 12 different pieces over there. That's, the Yidden are going to be split in two over here. And that was, this is a very tragic situation. This is Be'isahi. Okay. Now we see something else. We saw here Rabbi Yossi, he's telling this time, the split of the kingdom of Yisrael. Now we have another one of Yossi saying about another bad time that comes up. Be'is, Be'kudasam Yovedu. It says, in their hour of visitation, they shall go lost. Tahana. This is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, and it's saying that it's referencing the idols and the people that worship the idols. Tana Mishum Rabiosi, Eis Mizumenes Aparanus is a time which is set aside for Paranus, for misfortune. Be'es Ratzon in Yisecha, or another time in Yeshaya. It's talking about that Hashem is saying to the Yidden about if they're going to be redeemed. Tana Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Eish Min Zmenes Atova. He said that it's a moment for good. Ubiyom Pakti Ufakadati Aleim Chatasim. Also, we find another pasuk in Shemos saying that he's going to punish the Yidden for the Aver of the Egel Azov. That is Tisha B'Av. Right, it says, on that day, I make my account, and shall bring their sin to account for them. Tana Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Eisim is when it's a Peronis. This time it's bad. And it was Yehuda, he separated from his brother. And this is talking about the whole thing when Yehuda, the whole story about Aaron Onin, how they ended up dying, and almost Tamar get killed. Tana Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Eisim is when it's a Peronis. That it was a time, was to set up for Peronis, for bad things. That Rechavim went to Shechem, for Shechem and all of Israel had come to make him the king. Tana Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Tana Tana Zim Rabbi Yossi, Makam Mizuman, the brother is a place who set up for bad things, but Shechem, Ino, Zina, that's where Dina was Ma'aneh. She was taken. Shechem machir echav efs Yosef. And Shechem, the brother, sold Yosef. Shechem nechlo machos bizavid. That's where machos bizavid was split. V'yiravam yatsam Yerushalayim. Amar b'chanidim ha-papa. She yatsam mipiska shel Yerushalayim. It means that he left from the city, from the... Rashi explains that he left Yerushalayim. He's not coming back after this. So Achia Shiloni and Avi Berach v'hu Miskase Besalma Chadasha Ushneim Levadam Besadeh. And two of them were alone in the field. Like we said, Achia Shiloni found him on the way, and he was wearing this new robe. And the two of them were alone in the field. My Besalma Chadasha. What does it mean when it says this new robe? Rav Nachman Kisalma Chadasha. What it means is it's a metaphor for Yerushalayim's knowledge of Torah, like a new robe, masama chadasha ein ba shum dofi, there's nothing wrong with it, everything is perfect. That's just gimgum, there's nothing messed up. After Rasa Shayrafim lo yaba shum dofi, so to his Torah, there was nothing that was wrong with it. Everything was clear, he had clarity. Davracher, Samachadasha, Shechitshu Devarim, Shalosh Shama, Ozen Me'olam. What does that mean? The Ravam and Achya were on such high levels that during their Torah discussion, they brought up ideas that no one has ever heard before. Ashes Darshu Divri Torah, Bein Yeravim La'achya. And what does it mean? My Ushtem Levadam Besalim, both of them are alone in the field. Amar Vidam Rav, Shekol Talmidei Chachamim Domen Lufneim Ki Isvei Asadeh. All other Talmidei Chachamim were like grass in the field compared to them, meaning they're much more lowly. Vikadam, some say, Shekol Ta'ami Torah, Vigulam Lem Kisadeh, that all the reasons for Torah were revealed to them like an open field, like it was very simple to them. Lachain Titni Shiluchim Al Moreshes Gas. Bate achziv leachzav lemalchei Yisrael, because you gave discharges to Moresh's gas, therefore the house of Achziv will be disappointed for the kings of Yisrael. Right, this is even though Yeravim was chosen by Hashem to be the king, like the prophet said, this was given to Yeravim only privately; it wasn't known to the Shvatim. So they could be held responsible for their disloyalty for David HaMelech. Amar b'chinei bar papa, yatsa baskol v'amalem. When Yeravim was made the new king, a heavenly voice came out and said, "Mi shaharig es haplishti v'horish eschem gas titnu shiluchim lebanav." This is how you show your gratitude to David HaMelech, the one who killed the Plishti, meaning Goliath, and gave the city of Gat to you. Will he give discharge to his descendants? Bate achziv l'achziv l'malchi Yisrael, the house of lying, of achziv, this is the Shvatim who betrayed, you know, their allegiance to David based David, and with Yeravim, they're going to fall into those who stray after falsehood, because they abandoned the David HaMelech for the kings, you know, his Yerushim in favor of the kings of Israel. Amar b'chinei bar papa, kol ha'nenim in olam hazeh b'lebracha. Anyone who gets enough from this world without making a bracha, kilu gozal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael. It's like they stole from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. Right, Rashi says that, where is it? Okay, let's see. Shenemar gozel aviv imo v'omer ein pasha chaver hu le'ish mashchis. So he says, he who robs his father and his mother and says it is no crime is a companion to a destructive person. V'ein aviv ela kodesh baruch hu, shenemar alo hu avicha kenecha, v'ein imo ela kenesis Yisrael, Shenemar Shmavid Yisrael Vich Ve'al Titos Toras Imecha. My Chavir L'Ish Maschus, what does it mean is a Chavir, a friend, to a destructive person? Chavir Lo Yeravim Ben Nevat. Shehichis Hishchis Yisrael Avidish HaShemayim. He destroyed the relationship between Yisrael and Avidish HaShemayim. Just like Yeravim led Israel off the path by getting to do Avodah Zarah, so somebody who eats with them making a bracha has done the same thing, and therefore is compared to Yeravim Ben Nevat. Vayadach Yeravim es Yisrael me'acharei Hashem me'echetiam chata agdola, and Yeravim pushed Israel away from Hashem. It caused him to commit a big sin. Amar Rav Chanin, kishtei maklos hamatiza zuzu. It's like two sticks that are knocked together, one sending the other one. One makes the other one go flying. Says Rashi, against their will. Okay, we dealt now with the golden calves that they set up. Now we're going to talk about the original, unfortunately, the original golden calf. This is in Devarim, right in the beginning, first pasuk. It says, Eile Devarim, Asher Diber. Let me take a look at this pasuk here. We got in the side of the Talmud. Where are you? Here we go. Says the pasuk. Ela devarim asher diber Moshe al kol Yisrael beivar yadav midbar barav molsof ben parana ben tofu v'lova chazers v'di zahav. What's the zahav? Amr be the be Rabbi Yana Amr Moshe l'fnei Kodesh Baruch Hu ribonosol b'shul kesef v'zav sheishpat alem liYisrael ad sheyom u'dai, because all the gold and silver that you gave to Bnei Yisrael until it said enough garim lem la'asos lam elu heizav, they end up doing gods of gold. Mashal ein ari doris v'noi mitoch kupa shel tevin. The mashal says a lion doesn't claw and roar because it has a basket of straw. El mitoch kupa shel basar, because it has a thing of meat, right? Give it the flesh, and then it goes wild. Rashi says sheish lo harbe lechol v'noi, it starts to roar. Amar lo shaya ad yeravam hayisrael yom kemeigel echad. Until Ravam, they were nursing from one cow. Mikan ve'elech mishtayim u'shloshagam. From then on, it went on to two and three, above the original one. Till Ravam, the only thing that they got punished for was the Egel Azav, right? But then Ravam, he put two more and got them to do it. And from that time on, the Yidden, they got punished for three of them, three golden calves. Ravam and the original one. Amr Rav Yitzchak, Ein lecha kol peronis peronis sheba leolam, she'ein ba echad me'esim ve'arba'a behechra litra shel egel rishon. All the punishment that comes has in it 1/24 of the overbalance of a litra of the original egel azav. Rashi says that doesn't mean it's lav dafka. Ela klomer dover muat meod. This is a tiny little amount. Shenemer b'yom pakti ufakadati aleim chatasam. Like it says, on the day I make my account, I shall bring their sin to account against them. Hashem tells Moshe that he's not going to destroy the Jewish people because of the gold, the egel azav. But whenever they do an aver in the future, he's going to remember kilu, like, you know, the golden. The golden calf, and is going to punish them because of that also. This is actually a big schus for us, like, you know, because basically do the wrong thing. And then a little bit spread out over time. After 24 generations, this pasuk was paid up. Karvu pekudo sa'ir v'ish kli mashcheso biyado. Pasuk says in Yecheskel, this is, it says that he called in my ears with a loud voice, saying, the city's pekudos, their accounts, draw near, each man with his weapon of destruction in his hand. Okay, now, back to Yeravam. He should have done tshuva, but he didn't right away. Achar davar. After this thing, he didn't turn back from his bad ways. My acher, what does it mean after this? Amar Rabbi Abba, acher shetfas HaKadosh Baruch Hu liYeravam bigdo. After he grabbed him by his clothing, v'amar lo chazor b'cha, he says, come back, do tshuva. V'ani v'ata u'ben Yishai netayel b'gan Eden, and you. And Uben Yishai, meaning David HaMelech, we're going to walk together in Gan Eden. Amar Lo, so he says to him, well, okay, but Mi Barosh, who's going to be, who's like walking in front? He says, Ben Yishai Barosh. Says, David HaMelech, he's going to be one in front. Yehachi Lo Beina. That's the case. I don't want to. Rabbi Avo, Havi Ragil, Dehava Kadarish, B'Shlosha Melachim. He used to teach about three kings there in the Mishnah that didn't get it on Mabah. Chalash, and he got sick, and Kabil Alei Delodar, he was a Kabil on about himself that he's not going to darshan about these things, about this anymore. Kavan, beep, turn the page. Kuf, base, one base. The Itzbach, when he got better, when he got healed, Rashi says, this rapid, how the Gadarch went back to lecturing about it. Amru, there's somebody that says, Lo Kabil Talach Delo Darshbu, then you say you're not going to do it anymore? Amru, he said back to him, Inu Mihadru Bu. I know either way. Did they do tshuva that I should do tshuva? they didn't do tshuva from their evil ways. Rashi says, I should go and I should come back, for, you know, saying that I'm not going to do it. Of course I'm going to speak about it. Rav Ashi, okay, Ashloshem Alach. And Rav Ashi was once speaking about it. He was dashing about the three kings that, you know, that lost the Lamaba. Rashi says, Uki Siom Hach Pirka Ache Gil Legim Malachim. He got to the three kings at the end. And Omri said, Lamachim Niftach Lechavin. Tomorrow we're going to continue, you know, learning about the Mishnah with the three kings, with Chavrin, with our friends. Now, he's making it seem as though they're on the same level over here, which is a bit of crazy, as we're going to see. Asa ben Asher is Chazali b'chalmei. Ben Asher came to him that night in a dream. Amar, he says, Chavrich v'chavirai, davuch karislan? You call us your friends and the friends of your father? Okay. Well, do you think we're on the same level? I got a question for you. From where you're supposed to break the bread when you make a motzi? She says, like, do you know where we're supposed to, you make a motzi? You go and you break off a piece. Which part do you take it off from? So he says to him, Amalei, he goes, I don't know. I'm not sure where to break it. Amar Lei, so he says to him, Mehechad the boys, Lamisha Motzi lo gemirt. You didn't even learn this din from where you're supposed to go and break the bread when you make Hamotzi. The Chavach Karis Lach, and you're going to call us that we were friends? Amar Lei, he says, okay, ignorantly. He says, teach me. Where am I supposed to do it? Well, Lamacher, the Rishna Lei, Mishmach, the Pirka, tomorrow I'll go and I'll teach it in your name. Amar Lei says to him, Mehechad the Karim Bishula, the part that's baked into a crust. You have in front of him a loaf, a cut loaf, rather than a whole one. You should say the bracha and break off a piece from the crust rather than from the center of it. So Amalei says to him, Me'achid kisma kule ha'is. Okay, if you're such a chacham, why did you do avodah zarah? Amalei, I hava ha'asam. Ha'asam, if you would have been there, in other words, if you would have been around when I was around during my time, hava nekitna. You would have lifted up the bottom of your garment and you would have run after me. Rashi says, so he said, it should be easier to go run. Because it was such a strong Yetzer that existed at the time. He's like, Niftach b'Rab Vasa. He said, today we're going to start off with the teachings of our rabbis, right? He no longer negative. He says, it's not religious, but a scene of law or b'chavirinu. He lifted him up. Okay, then we move on to Achav, right? The next of the three kings that lose their chilek haba. Achav, achla shamayim, avod tuchav. He was a brother to shamayim, but a father to avodah zarah. Achla shamayim, tuchav, achla tzar yivaled. Woe to the heavens. Woe, the trouble that will be born. Like it says, a father has compassion for his children, so Hashem has compassion for those who fear him. And it says about Achav that his most trivial deed was to follow the sins of Yeravim ben Avat. Amar Rav Yochanan, Kalos, Shasa Achav, Kachomer, Shasa Yeravim. The light sins that were done by Achav were like the worst that were done by Yeravim. So why are we going and putting it on Yeravim? Because Yeravim was the beginning of his going off the derech. He was the first one to go off over there. Gam mizbechosam kegalim al talmei sadai. Their mizbechos also are like heaps on the furrows of the field. Amar Yochanan, in the Kotelim B'Telim Beretz Yisrael, Shlo Hamid Alav Achav Avodas Kachav Mishtachav Lo. There wasn't a single furrow that was there that Achav didn't put over the Zara and bow to it. I mean, Olan, Shlo Asi La'almadas, Adam doesn't get on Maba. The Chsiv, the Pasuk says, in Malachim, that v'echrati l'achav mashtin b'kir v'atzer v'ozu b'yisrael. It says, I'm going to cut him off, achav, from everyone that possesses knowledge, and it's going to be withheld and abandoned in Israel. Atzer v'olam hazeh, withheld in this world, v'ozu v'olam haba, and abandoned in the next world. Okay, now, Rabbi Yochanan, Zacha Amri Lamalchus, right? We know that there was this this king Omri and his son Achav, right? They became kings, and they were kings for a while, and the Avodah Zarah next. So they said, Ma Zacha Amri Lamalchus, why was he Zoche? It says again, Achav's father, why was he Zoche if he was also involved in Avodah Zarah? Why did Zoche have such a long kingdom? They said, Osef Krach Echad Beretz Yisrael, because he added a krach, one city to Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar Vayiken Esahar Shomron, Vay Shemir Vibir Krayim, Kasef Vayiven Esahar. And he bought the mountain of the Shomron, Samaria, from Shemir for silver, two things of silver. He built a city on the mountain. Vayikra Shema Ira Sherbara, Al Shem Shemir, Adonai Ahar Shomron. And he built, and he named the city that he built after Shemar, who was the one in charge of the mountain. He called it the Shomron. So we see because of that, what he did over there, and Ben Yodada explains that he didn't name the city after himself. He shows that he didn't do it for himself, but for his soul, and because of that, he got a king. I became a king. Because he honored the Torah that was given with 22 letters. As the pasuk says, "V'yishlach malachim el Achav, melech Yisroel ha'ira." Ben Hadad sent message to Achav, the melech of Yisroel. He sent it to the city. Vayomer lo komer ben Hadad kas v'chozah havacha liv and ashechu benecha tovim liheim. And he said, "Your silver and your gold are mine. Your finest wives and children are mine." And he said back to him, the king said back, "As you say, my lord, and all I have are yours." And he came back and he said, "This is what Ben-Hadad said when I sent you the order to give me your silver and gold, your wives and your children. Kiim ka'es, machar eshlach estavadaya, lechav v'chipsu, espeschav espatei avadecha. I meant that tomorrow at this time I will send my servants to you. They're going to search your house and the houses of your servants. V'ayu kol machmad enecha yisima b'yadayim lachu. And they're going to take everything that's precious to you. They're going to take it away. V'yomer l'malchim el-Hadad. And Achav said to them, to the messengers, Imru l'adoni ha-melech. Kol sheshalachta elav decha v'rishona aseh v'adav hazeh lo chalsav seinom. Everything, you know, the first thing you said, I could do, but this I can't do. My machmad enecha, what does that mean, that precious in your eyes? Lav sefer Torah, is it talking about the sefer Torah? Right? It's so how can I go ahead and give this up? So we see that Achav showed a lot of respect to a sefer Torah, and he wouldn't be able to give that up no matter what. He'd give up everything else but that. Dilma v'skochavim, how do we know that what it means over there is Torah? Maybe it means Avodah Zarah. Lo sakadai tachtechseh v'yomu elav kol zekinim v'chol am al tishma v'lo soveh. It says all the zekinim, all the people there said to Achav, don't listen to him and don't obey him. I mean, they're obviously big tzaddikim there. They wouldn't say to go ahead and to hold on to Avodah Zarah. V'dilma sabe deba'asahavu. Maybe they were the elders that were really terrible elders, the one who was telling him to do Avodah Zarah. Milok sev, Isha Adavah Be'enei Avshalom Be'enei Kozak Ne'Yisrael. Then we see it in another place in Shmuel that says that the things were right in the eyes of Avshalom, in the eyes of all his elders. V'amar Rabbi Yosef, Sabi de Bahasa. These were embarrassing elders. Maybe then those are the ones who are saying, they're actually saying to hold on to the Avodah Zarah. The Gemara, Hasam Lok Sev V'chol Am. There in the pasuk it says, it doesn't say in all the people. Hachak Sev V'chol Am. Here it says, when it says about those speak to Achav, it says all the people. Tiyev said the low hava behind tzaddikim. It's not possible the word tzaddikim over there. Oksev yishayti b'yisol shivas halafim b'kol b'yikayim ashalo koru labal v'chol apeh ashalo nashaklo. And it says that we'll leave in Israel 7,000 every knee that has not bent to Baal, every mouth that has not kissed him. So we see that there were at least 7,000 tzaddikim that were there, and they certainly wouldn't have told Achav to do war against, for Avodah Zarah. Therefore, it must have been his Torah, the thing that he was fighting for. Amar Rav Nachman, Achav Shakal Haya. Achav was balanced, meaning his good and his bad. Rashi says, Mechsa Avonis Mechsa Zchuyos. The Mahadri Kulei Hai, Mi Yiftachis Achav Mashma. The Bekoshi Gadol Nenosh. Who's going to entice Achav, and then he's going to go up and fall at Ramos Gilad? One said this, another said this. Maskiv lo Rav Yosef, man de kasabe rak lo hayu ka Achav asher hismakir la'asos harav v'ini Hashem asher yisata. Also, Yizel v'yishto, someone regarding whom it is written, indeed, there was never anyone like Achav who sold himself to what he was to do. What was evil in the eyes of Hashem, his wife Izebel instigated him. And we learned that every day Izebel used to take gold shekel and use it for Avodah Zarah. She would take the value of Achav into Avodah Zarah every day, like he was being sold every day to it. And he had to be like, and it was necessary to redeem him from its possessions. You want to see it was shekel? Obviously, it was a clear through and through Rasha. El Achav Vachem B'monoya. What does it mean? He was very mevater with his money. B'toch Shenen et Tamni Chachamim L'chasa. Because Tamni Chachamim got a gnaw from his money, Kipru Lo Mechsa. Half his Averus were forgiven. Seems to be a big deal to support Tamni Chachamim in learning. If I say, even Lady Mevim, you know what he was doing in the first place. Okay. What happened with Achav and Shemaim? What was going on? V'yetzei Ruach V'yom L'fnei Hashem V'yom Ani Afatenu. The spirit came forth and so before Hashem said, I will entice him. Hashem said, how? So I'm going to go forth and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all of his Nevi'im. He said, but you're going to entice and also win. Go out and do it. My ruach, what does that mean? Ruach is spirit. It's talking about the spirit of Navos. The Israelite. Remember, we spoke about this a few times. He had this vineyard. It was near Achav. Achav wanted to buy it from him. He didn't want to sell to him. And Izebel got these false witnesses. And that he cursed Hashem. And he ended up getting killed. And the vineyard became the property of the kingdom. And he's the one, the spirit of Navos, who wanted to go and bring about his death. And he was offered to entice him to go ahead and to get him. Might say, what does that mean? Go out. What does that mean? So Amar Avina, say mi mechitzasi, leave from my mechitzas. Can't say of dover shkarim lo yikan lenegad enai. One who tells lies can't be in front of me. Right? He was going to say something which was a lie. So Amar Papa, Ainu Darmenish, this is like the old saying, de parakine machriv beisei. He who gives vent to his desire for vengeance destroys his own house. Because of the fact that he wanted to deal with this, Navas couldn't be in front of HaKadosh Baruch anymore. Oy, the parakine is kina, jealousy. He burns his own house. Revenge is just not worth it. Unbelievably challenging, but just not worth it. Okay. Achav made an Asherah, and he did more to anger Hashem than all the kings of Israel who were before him. Amar Rav Yochanan, Shekasav Adolsus Shomron, Achav wrote in the doors of Shomron, of this city, right? He said, Achav Kafar Belokei Yisrael. Oh my gosh. Figach Ein Lochelik Belokei Yisrael. And therefore, he doesn't have Olam Haba. He said, I have nothing to do with it. It's like, okay, fine. Then you're out. Okay. Now we know he had a grandson, Achaziahu, who was also a Rasha. Pasuk says that Yehu was looking for Achaziahu and he captured him. He had been hiding in the Shomron. Amar Rabbi Levi, Shaya Koder Askaros. He would scratch out the names of Hashem in the Torah, he was cutting it out. Rashi says, "Mochik Shemos Sheba Torah." Unbelievable. Kosef Avodas Kochavim Tachteim, and he's writing names of Avodah Zarah in place of Hashem's name. It's crazy. Right? So the Pikachoya Mischabe Shiloh Hayos and Befresia. If he was hiding, he did it Befresia. Loim Minichin Osalas was going to let him go and do such a thing. We'll get back to Menashe, right? Remember these kings were Menashe She Nasha Ka. Because what is it called? Menashe, because you forgot the Lord. Rashi Shishakach Kodesh Bochu. Dover Acher, Menashe Shehinchi Yisrael Avim Shemaim. Coming out because he caused Israel to be forgotten by their father in heaven. We know in the law, Asi Lamad, Asan is not going on about. They said, Ben Shtim, Esrei Shana, Menashe, Bemolcho, Bechamishim, Bechamish Shana, Malach, Bishalayim. 12 years. Yeah, he was 12 years old when he became the king, and he reigned for 55 years. Vayasa, Rabbi Hashem, did bad in the eyes of Hashem, Vayasa, Sherek, Asher, Asa, Achav, Melch, Sherek, Min Asher, like Achav. So he lost it, so too he did as well. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.